very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 2nd August 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the South African ruling party, the ANC's proposal to consider imposing quotas of the number of foreign nationals that companies in different sectors can employ.
ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe said the party's supreme decision-making body, the Lekosa, made the proposal at the weekend that local people should be should not be losing jobs to foreigners.
Tonight, we are also looking at an immigration bill that is being considered by the U.S. government to curb the level of legal immigration into the United States by proposing a skills-based immigration system, although the plan faces long odds in Congress.
The senators are proposing to end a visa diversity lottery that is awarded 50,000 green cards a year, mostly to areas in the world that traditionally do not have as many immigrants to the United States, including Africa. And the bill keeps refuge levels at 50,000 per year.
In both cases, Zimbabweans are likely to suffer dire consequences if the two proposals become a reality.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Hongu vatereri nevatariri nasi nyaya tiri kukurukura muchirongwa chedu chediaspora Live Talk. Tiri kutarisa mutemo unonzi uri kuda kurongwa kuitwa muSouth Africa nebato riri kutonga reANC wekuti vange vachideredza huwandu hwevanhu vanenge vachibva kunze kwenyika vanenge vachipinda mabasa mumakambani muSouth Africa. Takanzwa munyori mukuru webato iri mukupera kwesvondo vachitaura kuti vakaita musangano wekuti vange vachiwirirana kuti poitwa sei kugadzirisa nyaya dzekushaikwa kwemabasa zvikuru nevechidiki vemuSouth Africa vari kunzi vari kutorwa mabasa nevekunze. Vagwede Montache vakataura nyaya iyo kuti panoda kuti pagadziriswe, asi harisi dambudziko rinenge richingotarisana nevana veZimbabwe chete. Zvizvarwa zvese zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri kugara muSouth Africa zvinenge zvaakusungirwawo kuti paonekwe kuti vangani vekunyika yakati vapinda basa ikoko. Nyaya yatiri kurukura imwe tiri kungobatanidza nezvaitikawo muno muAmerica nhasi. Mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump vaparurawo humwe urongwa huri kuitwa hwebhiri rinenge richida kuwandudzawo mitemo yekupindwa muAmerica nevanhu vanenge vachiuya kana kuzonoshanda kana vanenge vahwina anonzi magreen card, kuti zvinge zvichideredzwa pagore kana kuti mukati memakore gumi vanenge vadzikisa huwandihwohwo nezvikamu zvinoita 50 kubva muzana 50%. Tinonzwa kuti panga pachitarisirwa kunge pachipinda 1 million vanhu, kune kwakutarisirwa kupinda 500,000 vanenge vachipinda muAmerica vachigara. Varimwe vari kubatwawo nenyaya iyo imhuri dzevanhu vanenge vauya vachiuya kunoshanda. Ukauya kunoshanda muAmerica, kazhinji unozva kuti mhuri dzako dzinoteerawo kuti dzinge dzichibatana newe. Hanzi zvinenge zvaakuderedzwa izvozvo. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kuti kurukure. Inyaya dzinobata vana veZimbabwe dzose nyika dziri mbiri. Tinozva kuti mune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri muSouth Africa, kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri muno muAmerica. Ngatikurukurei, chirongwa ndechenyu, mukana ndewenyu, pindai muchirongwa Gandhi.
Yebo Jonga, lamhlanje ke zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lapho esikhuluma ngendaba eziphatha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela indaba ezimbili ezihambelanayo. Olwakuqala udaba sikhangela ke ngeSouth Africa, lapho ke ibandla elibusayo leANC elithi lona lifuna ukuthi emhlanganweni walo omkhulu ozenziwa ekupheleni komnyaka kuvunyelwane ukubana izisebenzi ezisebenza kunhla ezitshiyeneyo zomnotho welizwe South Africa kube izizalwane zakwele South Africa. Siphinde njalo sikhangele amazwi ethulwe lamhlanje ngumongameli Donald Trump walapha eMelika. Laye othi yena sekuzamele kwehliswe inani labantu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Siyazi ukubana kukhona inhlelo ezijeneyo eziphathisa abavela kwamanye amazwe ezifana le okuthiwa khona i-lottery card, lama-green card ke aphiwa abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Bekuthiwa khona umnyaka usiyaphela abantu kade bephiwa ke ukuhlala ngamaphepha wona la bebefika bona i-1 million. Yiko ke bafuna ukuthi bayehlise inani leli libe yingxenye i-500,000. Siyazi ukubana ke lokhu kuzenza ukuthi kuwehlise kakhulu inani labantu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Jonga, as we reported earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump is backing the effort of two Republican senators, David Perdue and Tom Cotton, to curb legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Trump said this in a speech at the White House today. Let's take a watch.
As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based. The RAISE Act, R-A-I-S-E, the RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries. Green cards provide permanent residency, work authorization, and fast track to citizenship. For decades, the United States was operated and has operated a very low-skilled immigration system, issuing record numbers of green cards to low-wage immigrants. This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants, and very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals. And it has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers. The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy. The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced. And that's a very big thing. They're not going to come in and just immediately go and collect welfare. That doesn't happen under the RAISE Act. They can't do that. Crucially, the green card reforms in the RAISE Act will give American workers a pay raise by reducing unskilled immigration. This legislation will not only restore our competitive edge in the 21st century, but it will restore the sacred bonds of trust between America and its citizens. This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families who deserve an immigration system that puts their needs first, and that puts America first. Finally, the reforms in the RAISE Act will help ensure that newcomers to our wonderful country will be assimilated, will succeed, and will achieve the American dream, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute. Tom and David are going to be outside. They're going to speak to you at length about what we're going to do with respect to this aspect of immigration. I think it's going to be very, very important. The biggest in 50 years, biggest change in 50 years. Thank you all very much. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, that was U.S. President Donald Trump. And by the way, like we pointed out, that is not yet a policy, that is just a bill, and it's likely to face stiff resistance in the Senate,
yes.
Because both, you know, parties are not really, you know, there are some members in both parties who are against the move, Jonga.
That's true. Nasi se zvama muchiona pa video iyo vachitaura mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump vari kutaura nyaya yekuti mutemo iwoyo kana kungwadzikwa ndewe kuedza kuchengetedza vashandi vemuAmerica vari kutorwa mabasa nevanobva kunze zvimwe chetezvo nezvikuitwa muSouth Africa kuedza kuchengetedza mitemo. Regai timonzwawo kune vatiinawo mustudio Chris Tina la John Mokwetsi vanove mutori wenhau tinogamuchirai zvikuru kupinda muno.
Tinotenda nekuve nei nepfungwa imwe.
Vazhinji vangada kunzwa kuti vamukwetsi tatisiri kuvaona vachinyora mumapepa omo. Vari kuAmerica kutaura kuno, vari kuiteiko, makasvika sei kuno?
Tanga tiri paprogramu yeMandela Washington Fellowship tichimbodzidzira utungamiri. Tichibva mukushanda kwakasiyana siyana, ini ndinobva mukutora nhau. Asi tichinzwisisa zvakare kuti nhau dzandiri kuita inini dzinonzidzo digital media zvekushanda nemasaisai ariko izvi mazuva ano. Saka kuve kwangu kuno kwangu ndokuda kuonawo kuti vekuno vanozviita sei, nokuti uku ndo kuri kuenda mapepa nhau, ndo kuri kuenda maredio ne matelevizhen dzatiri kuona, ndo zvave zvinyowani mubasa redu. Saka taive kuno kuti tidzidzire kuti tonozvichinja sei zvatinokwanisa kuchinja tichitarisawo zvaiitika kunoku.
Mabva mangosanganawo nemutemo uri kuda kuzodzikwa kana wabudirira uyu muno muAmerica, munoonawo sei muri mutori wenhau imi zvimwe chete nezviri kuitwa kuSouth Africa?
Mutemo iri kuitwa neSouth Africa neAmerica, vanhu ava vari kuda kudzivirira kushushikana kwevagari vemo. Isusu semaZimbabweans haisiriyo nyaya yatinofanira kunge tichikurukura. Isu tinofanira kunge tichikurukura kuti sei tiri kutiza neuwandu hwedu tichipinda mune dzimwe nyika. Ndo nyaya yakakosha kuti tinge tichitaura kuti kana mutungamiri wenyika achimira 2013 achinyepa iye kuti 2 million vanhu vachange vachishanda panguva inoyi, mumwe munozoya achitaiwa hatina kutizvo vanhu vachange vachishanda, asi takati vanhu vanenge vachitengesa kumupedza nhamo tikutoverengera kuti vanhu vava kushanda. Ndo mutauro watinofanira kunge tinawewo wekuti isusu tozvichinja sei kuitira kuti tisava nevanhu vanodyiwa nemakarwe vachijamba Limpopo vachienda kuti vanoshanda kuSouth Africa mabasa anodzikisira. Ukaenda kuSouth Africa unoona vakamira pamarobots paya, vanhu vachitengesa migoti, vachitengesa zvimwe, hakuna upenyu hwavari kugara hwakanaka uku. Ndo zvinozoita kuti tione kuti maSouth Africans kuvenga kwaanezenge vaiita kuwanda kwevanhu vedu isusu, tozoona zvana xenophobia zviya izvi, kuvenga kwevamwe vanhu vanenge vachigara nenyaya yekutorerana mabasa. Saka isusu nhaurirano yedu haipo panyaya yekuti vanhu vari kuisirei mitemo yekuchengetedza vanhu vavo. Nhau iri pakuti isusu tiri kuitei tichengetedze vanhu vedu.
Yes, so Mr. Mukwesi, what do you think about, you know, the situation that is driving, you know, Zimbabweans to go to South Africa? Do you think it's purely economic or political?
No, it's purely, first of all, it's the politics of the stomach, okay? It's a comatose economy. It's an economy on its knees, if we call that an economy. So people are driven first by survival, okay? And then we also have the political angle to it, that we do not have rights that protect us. That right now we hear that the army was in the streets beating up the police and innocent people. So what we have is a situation where we are not protected. We feel like Zimbabwe has become a jungle where everyone does what they want. You know, the politicians are greedy. Politicians are buying cars, you know, top-of-the-range cars. Cars that we only see here in the United States of America, and we see nowhere else other than by the Parliament building and the State House. So we say, yes, what is driving us out of Zimbabwe right now is because we have families to feed. And then we have a political organogram that is very disappointing.
So, what's your take on the current political situation where we see the First Lady playing a major role? What do you make of all that's happening?
Well, it's obviously Mugabe coming up with a family. It's a family dynasty now. Zimbabwe is becoming a pseudo monarch where we have a king and a queen who rule for forever. The situation we are in right now, the situation where Mugabe is just looking at a family and thinking of the heritage of the Mugabe family, which really is not the Zimbabwean family. So it is really disappointing that we can be held at ransom as a nation by someone who feels that they are only they are the only people who deserve to eat. Okay? It's a dynasty.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mokwetsi. Chris, we are joined now by Dr. Chipo Dendere, a political analyst based here in the United States. Dr. Dendere, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Thank you.
Yes, you are a resident here, and today we had President Donald Trump introducing a new legislation that would drastically cut the number of illegal immigrants coming into the country. What's your take on this?
Well, so I read what he's proposing, and it's not new. I think so there are one or two things that are happening, and I think it's really important to be clear when we are talking to people so that people don't cause unnecessary panic. So the first one is to just tighten immigration law, which also happened under President Obama, and of course President Obama was more inclined to extend sort of the guest worker program, but there was some tightening. So what they're proposing is to move towards a more merit-based system. And this isn't unique to the U.S. This is very similar to what you have in Canada or what you have in the U.K. The United States family-based system, which has in the past sort of put ahead family members of American citizens or green card holders ahead of people who might have particular skills, right? So, for example, if someone has been here and they are now a citizen, they've been naturalized, and they've been naturalized for 5 years, but then you've got a student who came in on an F1 visa and they've gone through their education and maybe now they're a medical doctor or whatever the case might be, that student is less likely to get or will get a green card after the relative of somebody who's been here, right, regardless of what path the person takes to naturalization. So, I mean, the question of is this better, is this fair, I think it's relative, but I do think that there is need for some recognition of skill-based migration. And in the Zimbabwean community, we have a lot of students that end up going out of state. So you have students that came in on an F1 visa, right? And if they go the financial analyst job, so we have the students that go and work on Wall Street, for example, or any other field, it's really hard after that OPT for them to secure a permanent residency. And you know that the H1B visa is only valid for 6 years. So I think in the Zimbabwean community, we've also had students that ended up going out of state. It's not because they're bad people or they don't like to follow the law, but there isn't any recognition for either time used in the U.S. or skill-based migration. So I think it could be beneficial in that way. But I also understand the people that are frustrated that this effectively limits access to the United States for family members. So it would be very interesting how President Trump will go about this because his wife, she obviously benefited from sort of the marriage route of migration, and that's not changing, right? So that's not changing. But I guess there would need to be that conversation on, well, if you've benefited from this policy that allowed family members to come in, why would you now want to remove that? So I think every country has to grapple with this. I've been looking a lot lately at Zimbabwe's own immigration laws. And I think the question of citizenship and right to work A friend of mine is getting married in Zimbabwe, but she's marrying somebody who's not Zimbabwean. And so one of the things I've been thinking about are the requirements that someone needs to prove that they're not getting married to a Zimbabwean in order to get Zimbabwean citizenship, that this is not a scam marriage. So I think countries go through this process of being very protective of what's theirs. So, I mean, as a political scientist, you almost have to take the emotion out of it and just look at it as a policy where countries are self-interested. Right? So countries have to think about their own self-interest. They have to think about their citizens. And sometimes that self-interest sounds very, very selfish, right, to outsiders. It sounds very selfish. But I think any move in the U.S. to move towards a more merit-based system, it should be welcome. I mean, in Canada, if you have a PhD, for example, they have a pathway for people with PhDs to apply for jobs and get their residence almost automatically. And the United States doesn't have something like that, which I think is a shame because a lot of people come here and they go through education for 10, 12 years, and there isn't really a pathway to allow those people to formalize their residence in the United States. Whether or not it means that in order to get one, you should take away the other, I'm not sure, right? So people who maybe study sociology or psychology can talk to the emotional impact of that. But I think the merit-based system would be welcome. However, the second part of what President Trump is proposing is to cut migration by half, by 50%. And I'm not sure. I mean, we live in a pretty globalized world. So my research will tell you that one in three people live in a country that's not their natural, you know, outside their country of birth. One in three people, right? So if there are three of you in the studio, probably most of you are migrants. But if you're on the train, you're thinking, okay, one in three of these people. And when we have conversations about migration, we often think about it as south-north migration. So you've got people moving in from poor countries to rich countries. But we're also seeing a lot of migration from rich countries to poor countries. So any policy that limits movement like that could face retaliation, right, from other parts of the world.
Dr. Dendere, we have in the studio a journalist, John Mokwetsi, who says that, he feels we should instead be concentrating on the reasons why we are having, we are moving into other countries, because today we are also talking about an almost similar move in South Africa, where the ANC has made a proposal that, locals be given a priority in a quota system. What do you make of Mr. Mokwetsi's, theory?
Well, so I think what I hear him saying, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, is the argument that we have to think about the push factors that cause migration. Like, so
that's right.
Of course, my own research in Zimbabwe will tell you that the primary motivator for moving, at least for Zimbabwe, is deteriorating, a combination of deteriorating political and economic conditions. Mm-hmm. Before 2000, ask any kid in the room what you want to do when you grow up or where do you want to go to university. The goal was to always go to the University of Zimbabwe. And I think those questions are very important, right? When you go back and you ask people, what do you want to do when you grow up? When I was growing up, I never imagined that I would leave Zimbabwe. Right? I remember one time when I was in, fifth form, second form, and my mom said, well, you should consider going to London. I was so sad. I remember sort of crying and banging doors and being a very dramatic child and saying to my mother, why do you want to send me away? I want to go to the UZ. I want to study law at the UZ. Yeah. So the fact that now people have parties, I think 5 years ago, people would have parties when someone got their passport, right? People would celebrate when someone got their visa, even if it was just a visitor's visa, because the understanding was that this is your entry to wherever you're going, whether it's into South Africa or the UK or the United States. So he's absolutely right. We have to think about those push factors.
Dr. Ndendere, can I interrupt? We have someone on the line, another guest who's been holding on for quite a while. Just keep holding on. We'll get back to you. We have now joining us Mr. Dennis Juru, who is the International Cross Border Traders Association. Is it chairman?
President.
He is the president. Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you, Jonga. Thank you, Mkoma Chris, for having me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are discussing the shifting immigration rules in South Africa and the U.S., but you are in South Africa. Maybe you can give us a better perspective, especially, you know, following the xenophobic attacks and the xenophobic fears in general. We see they are being rekindled here by the ANC, which is saying that we are having a lot of, you know, foreigners taking our jobs. Mr. Mentasha says that even if you walk into a restaurant, the next person you see is not South African, who is giving you food, serving you food and drinks. Can you give us your perspective on that?
Yes, it is true. Foreigners are plenty, especially here in Johannesburg. And from the look of things, we have realized that the South African government, especially if I can say ANC, have realized that they are losing popularity because of one, unemployment, and the other, I mean, funny things. So they are trying to, I mean, to get the locals, I mean, have better jobs and reduce unemployment rates. So this was a political resolution trying to gain political mileage. So in short, I think it is an ANC resolution that will improve their popularity, especially in towns and cities.
Asi vajuru tinozva kuti mutemo uyu wagara wanga uri pokare wekuti papinzwe basa toti pa company kana chitora vanhu 10 vatanhatu vanofananga vari zvaro to South Africa vana ndo vanenge vari vekunze 6 to 10 ichi chinenge chava kushanduka toti mutemo uyu wazonzi ne ANC utariswa
hongu ndo zvadambozama kutanangura zvayani kati ava gungano rangosangana riri revanhu vezvepolitics vasina kusazvaiswa kugovernment kana vazosvika kugovernment ndo pavachazoziva kuti mutemo wagara uripo unoapplya kumacompanies kwese tine vanhu vanotishandirawo vari masouth africans nemazimbabwens wagara mutemo uyo unotoriko chero kungave kubhora chaijai kumateams ebhora muno musouth africa mutemo wagara uriko nhamba iripo yekuti maforeign nationals anokwanisa kunge achiemployiwa akawanda zvakadii. At the same time, nyaya iyo yakaoma zvikurusa sekuti isusu tiri kuzviona muno musouth africa kuti kana ukaemploya masouth africans kambani yako inorwadziwa zvakanyanyisisa nekuti mumwe musi unosvikira kuri kwekuti munhu haatouya kana kubasa anongorovha kubasa kunyanya vakatambira ivi wikire kutambira riari yaweekend iyoyo ndozva kuti vashandi vazhinji havauyi asi maforeigners anouya havakumbire kana maof kana chii vanongozoenda kumusha kwavo kamwe chete pagore saka zvichavabatsira hazvo pakuti employment rate ichakwira zvayo asi ikonomi chai chaiyo inobva yadzikira zvekare tinoona kuti izvoni mutemo wavo uri da kuenderana zvekare nenyaya yekuexpire kwemapermits zvichaita kunge mutemo wavanenge vaisa iwoyo wavanenge vayeuchidzana kuti uriko hatingati kuiswa because mutemo wagara uripo saka hurumende inenge yeuchidzwa bedzi yobva vangoiimplementa kana vaimplementa mutemo uyauya zvichabva zvaenderanawo nekuexpire kwemapermits kuchawanikwa vanhu masouth africans vachiwana mabasa asi wautema gara uriko zvavo
maita basa gande ndofunga ungadzokera kuna vamwe kwetsi kuti
Mr. Mokwesi, earlier on, you know, I tried to engage you with Dr. Dendere to, you know, iron out that, of course, you seem to be in agreement, but do you have anything else to add to what she said?
No, I think she has said it all, and we are in the same line of thinking. My concern really is that what are we going to do to improve Zimbabwe? Because 95%, and this is the official figure, unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is scary and very disturbing, okay? For a population that is so highly educated with a literacy rate that is, you know, a pride of Africa. So we're saying we are training people, okay? And we're now freezing like government posts. We can't employ our own nurses, we can't employ our own teachers, which is a problem, is homegrown. So before we even discuss why other countries need to improve the lives of their own citizens, we need to interrogate seriously the issue of, you know, the political greediness and corruption in Zimbabwe. And, you know, the political question is very central to our growth. And I think I'll still come back to the fact that I know it affects so many Zimbabweans, whatever South Africa is pushing as a you know, a decision to, you know, immigration laws that they want to push in. But my major concern, as I've said before, has to do with our country and where we're going. 2018, that's a presidential election. What next? Is the opposition ready to improve our lives? What if ZANU-PF win? These are the questions that we should grapple with, not what Trump wants to do for an American citizen.
There you are, Dr. Dendere. What Trump wants to do for an American citizen must supersede, you know, whether I want to bring my aunt or uncle here in the United States. What do you think?
I think that's a very narrow way to think about it, because we are connected, right? And this morning I was reading an article on clean cars, right, the popular electric cars. And one of the things that they're saying is that these cars are built on the backs of countries like the DRC, where all of the pollution is moved to African states. So even when we're thinking about the factors that have led to poverty in Zimbabwe, we also have to think about geopolitical things, and so we can talk about that. But in relation to Zim, so my book manuscript, the work that I'm writing on, argues that one of the reasons why ZANU-PF survived in the last decade was because people left. And I say that, you know, outward migration actually sustained ZANU-PF rule. And the reason I say that is, you know, when you're outside of the country, you can't vote, right? When you leave the country, you vote with your feet, and then we add those numbers to voter apathy and other people that are in the country that are not voting. And so part of the problem with Zimbabwe is this unengagement of citizens in politics, where people have chosen not to vote. I was listening to some conversations where young people say that in 2013 they didn't vote because they didn't like the GNU. But you absolutely cannot choose. I mean, it's a democratic right not to vote. But we know that when people don't vote, then we get the kinds of governments like the ones that we have in there. And I'm well aware of the issues of corruption and challenges with election. But really, when you have very low turnout in urban areas, that's very concerning. But again, that doesn't mean that we have to block our borders and people shouldn't be able to exit, right? People left so that they could provide for their families back home. So all of these things are interconnected. I mean, I can just imagine with Bora what would have happened to people if their families hadn't been able to go into the diaspora and work and make money and send back, right? During the cholera time, it was diaspora into sending money for healthcare and all of these things. So we cannot make these one-dimensional arguments in a world, in a global world that is very interconnected. And people should have the choice to leave. We still have people from developed countries like the United Kingdom or the United States who make the choice to say, I'm going to work in Zimbabwe, I'm going to work in Dubai, I'm going to work wherever I want in the world. And they can make that choice. It doesn't mean that things are bad at home, but that's a choice that they're able to make, right? And so every global citizen should have the ability to make that choice. The United Nations protects the right to movement. So, and my point is that we cannot say, oh, you know, we should ignore what's going on in the U.S. and just focus on what's going on in Zimbabwe, because all of these things are related. Like, of course, we should care. When our politics deteriorate, it means that we're putting more pressure on South Africa. And so I understand why South Africans are moving that way, because even if it's Zimbabwe, remember when we used to get waves of migrants from Mozambique? And our state was feeling the pressure of all of those new citizens that were coming in. It doesn't mean that we should close our borders to people that are escaping war. There's a lot of good work that's been done to show that some of the refugees from Rwanda traveled all the way south to Zimbabwe. We can't close our doors on people that are escaping war, on babies and women and children that are escaping war. We can't do that. And I think that's the problem with part of what President Trump is proposing, is reducing the overall number of refugees that are coming into the U.S.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dr. Let me just cut you. We have callers here who are holding. We'll come back to you shortly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Tina Mukoma Paul, vari parunhare South Africa. Mukoma Paul, tinotenda nekubata kwamaita makadi.
Ndinofara makadi wa Mukoma.
Aiwa, Mukoma ndimi.
Hoku, mutemo tichitaura panyaya yanhasi, mutemo uda kuzara South Africa uyu wakagara uripo sekutaura kwanga chinokuita vamwe vatauri. And economically, havafe vakakwanisa kuzviita. Nekote ya wali taura hiyo yu politika riva nengo taura nekote ya South Africans uwi lana nemu taura ambo taura kutanga kuti ala kwani se kunge wa chishanda zinendra na nemunu anenga wa pinza basa unaona kuti kana wapa 49 wapi tambila mari wane 2 days extra za wano zipa mata ndi ashika wane chi 2 days. Unaona jaka bada zvimatsamba kubvaona doctor ndakandichirwara ndakandichiita sei zvekuti zvekuvanda. Saka munoona kuti vadaro kuti vadzinge maforeigners especially maZimbabweans havatombofa vakaita izvozvo. For example, tara kutaura pane mafarms mamwe edu kuri kunzi kutaura nezita ane ZZ2 akazara maZimbabweans. Hapana muSouth Africans angade kunoshanda sekushanda kuita maZimbabweans ikoko. Saka zvekuti vatidzinge zvinotovanetsa ende vamaeconomist munomu vanofara zvikuru nechichoche nemuZimbabwe kuti haina kumira zvakanaka nekuti vanoona kuti labor yavo inovashandirira kunoku kuti zvakamira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe kwako. Saka dzoka kuZimbabwe ikonomi inodonha nemagotsi kuti go chaiko. Saka hazvimbobva zvakaita izvozvo zvavari kutaura zviya. Vanongotaura chete kuda kuzvifadza kuti ANC izowana masapoti ipati yaomerwa panguva ino. Hatiyo zvakaita.
Saka muchatodzirara dzerugare muri kuziva kuti kungotungana kwembudzuko.
Aiwa, kutamba hako kwari kuita kuya kakuende kana mapemiti tezvati vachatovapa chete mapemiti vachangochinja system chete zvavo asi mapemiti achawanika. Zimbabwe havambofa vakavadzinga nekuti zvinovakostira. Zimbabwe vangosvika kuBeit Bridge varidzinga. Rinototanga kutosvika iro kana kuJoburg moti yanga vatakuraka isati yasvika. Saka zvitombofa zvakaita zvinotovanetsa hazvitomboitika izvozvo.
Maita basa Mukoma Paul, ndaichida kuzokubvunza yamwe nyaya yedzimotokari dziri kunzi dziri kuyambutswa Limpopo dzichizviva nemadhongidzo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Ya, ndounyanya huri hwatinahwo humwe muzimbabwe ndiwoyo hunotonetsa zvekuti izvozvo ofcourse hazvingarambiwe. Zviri kuitika zvinoitika maZimbabwenzi mamwe anova kuno kuzopara mhosva. Vamwe vachakuda kuti vazoshanda vanozviita zvechokwadi izvozvo hazvirambiwe izvozvo. Ende tenge tichikumbirisa kuti dai vanhu vakadaro vachinzi vabatwa kana hurumende yeZimbabwe dai iri hurumende chaiyo inoita nemazvo neshamwari dzayo dzayakavachigara nayo inofanira kunge ichiita vanhu vayo muchitokisi vagare mujeri. Asi nekuti maZimbabwenzi mamwe achine uchikwa chanonyanya humwe kuti unotoshaya kuti kwese zvine kuitika izvozvo zvakafanira izvozvo.
Maita basa Mukoma Paul, tine mumwe muteereri tingadai taramba tichikurukura asi tinoti maita basa nekupinda pachirongwa. Chris.
Totenda chose.
Okay, chonga silo Khumalo, okobulawayo Khumalo. Kunjani?
Yebo baba, ngikhona ngatsho lawo.
Yeah, ungapi kwakobulawayo?
Ngisenkulumane baba.
Ah, inkulumane kosokusile.
Yeah.
Ah, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Uyabona ngayo nale indaba yokuthi amaZimbabweans bayaxotshwa eSouth Africa, bayaxotshwa eAmerica. Mina ngokubona kwami ngibona ukuthi ivela amaZimbabweans kakufuzanga abe ngumthwalo weSouth Africa kumbe weAmerica. AmaZimbabweans kufuze babe khona apha eZimbabwe kibo kwabo. Balungise induko zabo bengathandi ukubaleka. Ukubaleka lokho kuwrongo yikho kwenza ukuthi uduko lungapheli. Ngabe bakhona khona apha balungise ukuqondane labo. Ngoba khathesi ungakhangela nxa sekusenziwa njalo ukuthi bayeqashe eSouth Africa. ISouth Africa ngale baya-exploitwa kakhulu besetshenziswa imisebenzi engalangi.
Jonga, I think we have lost him. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Juru.
Tumenda wana wa Juru, gaiti mbunzi. Kwa kuti, wa Juru, mchiri parunare?
Tengo.
Tinawa mkwezi varimuno wasi mzanyaya kuti, ngatirege kutarisa matana aruto rane nyika zimwe. Ngati tarisei, chirikusunda wana wa Zimbabwe kupa munyika yavo. Imi, munotiyo.
Vamukwezi vari kutaura mashoko makukutu sezvo ari kutaurwa navamukwezi ndinobvumirana navo kuti unofanira kutanga wambogadzisa zvaita kuti musoro uteme asi zvakadaro hazvitimise kutinge tichitaura nyaya yezviri kuitika zvatarisana nevana veZimbabwe tatarisana nenyaya iyoyi yekota ndobvuka ndambotsanangura inini ndikati ini ANC yakadyiwa zvinonyadzisa gore rakapera saka vakaitawo vakakonza kuti vavanenge vakakonza kutoo kuti zvingaitwa sei pamwe chete naivo pachavo vakataurirana vakaona kuti zvakafanira kuti vange vachidzinga maforeigners asi at the same time vana veZimbabwe inguva yekuti vabatane vaite chinhu chimwe chete vazive kuti chii chiri kukonzeresa kuti vazare kunyika dzese zvekuti pese pawafamba unowana paine muZimbabweni kusvika zvizvosvika pachidanho chekuti munojairwa kunzi maZimbabweans ndiwo akanaka iko kunaka iko kukosa toipa futi because tanakira nyika dzevamwe tavaka South Africa tavaka kupi nekupi asi nyika yedu yakangomira ukaenda muZimbabwe hapana pandakamboona crane ukatora mwana ane 15 years zvaaziye kana crane crane anoonera kunze kwenyika saka kunaka kwedu isusu vana veZimbabwe kwatikuvadzisa because tanakira kunze kwenyika kudarika munyika yedu nyika yedu ichifa nyika yedu ichiondomoka takakura tichidya mhuka dzichidzidzavhinwa kana kusangwa izvozvo hakuna kana mhuka hakuna kana chii hakuna chinhu chichawanika kuZimbabwe saka zviri kuda tigadzirise nyika yedu nyange tiri kunze kwenyika kunoku ngatibe tichirangarira kuti kumusha kwedu home is best tofanira tigadzirise Zimbabwe kunyanya tichidya hedu zvishoma izvi zvatinoona kunze kwenyika asi tichigadzirisa Zimbabwe kuitira kuti mangwana tisave chiseko chekungoti tinogara tichiri takatakura mutundu wekuti kuBotswana tadzingwa kwakati tadzingwa tidzokere kumusha kwedu ngatisevenze tichiziva tofanira kudzokera kumusha kwedu tinogadzirisa nyika yedu kwete zvekungoona zvinhu panews tichingoona panews tichita nanhu ngevarwara nhu ngevazodai vazodai vanhu vese vari mudiaspora ngavabatire pamwe chete vagadzire nyika yavo yeZimbabwe kana tati tiri kuda zanu ngatitee zvezanu yacho kana tati tiri kuda opposition ngatitee zveopposition tise chinhu chimwe chete kugara kwete kugara tiringore magwara tongwarira uri kunze kwenyika tichiita vanhu vakasimba tiri kunze kwenyika ngatitee zvinhu zvedu kuZimbabwe kana tichibvisa mugadi ngatimubvisei kana tichimudzosera ngatingowira netee tiri kudzosera mugadi tite chinhu chimwe chete
Regai tikozwawo kune vadare kuti vanoti vamukwetsi amene kana mune zvokungoti dimu tizonzwawo kuna Dr. Dendere kuti vanotiwe nemashoko avajuru
mashoko andiri kutaura inini haasi kureva kuti ndiri kuti vanhu vasange vachisarudza mabasa akanaka kunze asi kuenda uchinge uchida kuti une kuyemura kwawaita tongoti madzidzira anoita ku anoitwa ku South Africa uchienda nevana vako nekuti ndo zvaunoda kwasiyana nekunge uchijamba ha ruchi tuina murwizi rine ngwena kuti unge uchienda uko ndosaka ndikutaura inini kuti hongu zvingave izvo zvinenge zvichiti kanganisa isusu kuti mitemo iyi mitemo inenge ichitidzivirira kuti tinge tichikwanisa kunge tichibudirirawo mune zvimwe zvinhu zvatenge tichida kuita kuti no dai tandangosangana nemhuri yangu yandakasiya kuZimbabwe asi hatimbozvigadzirisa kana tisina kugadzirisa mamiriro akaita kumba ndinodzokera panyaya iyoyo handisi kuignora dzavanoti geopolitics dzakachitaurwa naDr Dz ndikudzinzwisisa ndodzaita kuti tinge tichikwanisa kunge tiri muamerica weiko zvino zvi tinokwanisa kufamba asi yanga iri choice ndakakwanisa kugara pasi kuti ndikandaapply ino ndo zvandikuda se ndo zvandida kuita asi zvinenge zvasiyana nevana vezimbabwe vanenge vachifamba masango muya handizvo vachibatwa chibharo kubva pabedbridge paya vachienda kunopinda ukoko saka ndiri kuti inini hongu ndizvo hazvo asi sei tiri kutaura kunge tiri kutarisira kuti mugore rinotevera tichange tine vanhu vazhinji vachange vachida kunge vachienda kusouth africa kunotsvaga kuti mabasa ndo pane nyaya iri kundishusha ipapo do we have a choice in other words
ndizvozvo haramba yenyu muri pano pachirongwa ndechedu vamakwetsirikai tinzwi tina mufundisi moyo ari kusouth africa mufundisi moyo makadini
Tukati mamakadi kwa baba ni timi yote ya katerira ni mamu yote wa katira shirongwa chika dayo kuzeji.
Ayu watino tenda zhukuru nemi mshipinda mshirongwa kutiva mwevesi wa kwanisa nguwa chikuterira ya pane inongua.
Ayu wariga ya kitu ni mwana kutanga nisa chose. Shirongwa nisi minawi ya mtu yungu na ushi nguwa.
Narenyu inenge iri kutitsvedzei narenyu inenge iri kutsvedza mene kuti munogona here kutseketuka kubva pamuri halo halo mufundisi moyo nareyo inenge iri kutinetsei nare inenge iri kutinetsei hazvisinei gande ndofunga tinogona kumbonzwa kuna Dr. Dendere
Dr. Dendere,
hello.
Yes. Now, when you look at the bill, this U.S. bill, how far do you think it's going to affect Zimbabweans? Because we see that most Zimbabweans, like in the last, I think last year, when these green cards, the lottery cards were issued, I understand there were less than 30 from Zimbabwe. So, would you say it's going to be a big issue for Zimbabweans if the bill passes through?
Well, not really. I think a lot of our migrants, not just my work, but the work of others, as well as the U.S. Embassy, will tell you that a lot of the people that are leaving Zimbabwe, which, you know, goes to generally point, highly educated. It's a lot of our middle-class people. So they are skilled. They are skilled in areas where the United States continues to need more skilled workers. So in that case, it might actually be beneficial to Zimbabweans. We tend to fall behind some of the nationalities that bring in more people. I remember when I was working at the World Bank a couple of years ago, and one of the really interesting things was just how many more people from South Asia were at the World Bank compared to Africans. And Africans are still very highly skilled. I think there was some, you know, work that came out last week showing that black people, black women in particular, have a lot higher education than some of the other demographic groups. And a subgroup of that was African women. So I think we will be fine. But again, you know, we do have to talk about brain drain and the impact on Zimbabwe. I was lambasted a while back when I told people that I think remittances are not good for development, that sometimes when people send back money, it's just going towards day-to-day food and that money is not being reinvested in the economy. But again, you know, we have to think about the voice that the diaspora can have in order to redevelop back home. We should, the diaspora collectively should start, you know, pushing the government to give us more voice so that our money can actually develop the country. And diasporas from other countries have been able to do this more effectively. someone also mentioned, I think there was a video going, making rounds on WhatsApp, that you have a lot of Africans who become naturalized in the United States, but we don't see those Africans running for local office or any office at all, any political office at all. So I think proposals like the ones that Donald Trump is making should push those of Zimbabwean descent who are in the United States, who have become citizens, to run for office, right? Whether being a mayor, being in Congress, in Senate, or in the House, representing the districts, because our issues matter, and we are a big enough demographic, not just thinking about the money that we send back home, but the money that the boost that we give to the U.S. economy. So I think migrants also have a responsibility, instead of just waiting for these policies to be passed. Right? Imagine if there were more African migrants in Senate, for example, or in Congress, and they had a strong voice. The president would know that such policies would meet with a lot of resistance, right, from the people that are going to be directly affected. So people have to remember that the U.S. is a democracy, and democracy means a country, a government of the people by the people. So when the people are not engaged in governance, then the executive branch can make whatever decisions that it wants to make by itself. We saw the same thing in Zimbabwe last week, where with the ZANU-PF supermajority in parliament, our constitution is at risk. So democracy means being involved. So if migrants are really concerned about this law, then they should pick up the phone and call their senators and call their members of Congress. Like, you cannot have conversations on WhatsApp and Facebook and expect that to make a difference. You contribute to the economy. You contribute to schools and hospitals and various areas of life. So pick up the phone and make sure that you representatives know that you are not you're not in support of this bill. So I think migrants shouldn't shy away from that, because the U.S. is a country that's built on immigrant labor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing embarrassing, there's nothing wrong with saying I am an immigrant and I am calling to make my voice known that I do not support this law. So those of us who are naturalized, those of us who vote in the United States, this is your chance to really speak up and to make your preferences known to the senators. And people also have to start thinking about who they vote for, right? So if immigrants haven't been voting in the past, then they've got to start voting. Immigrants have to build relationships with African Americans and make these cross-cutting connections, right? Because in the past, immigrants have sort of excluded themselves from issues that affect African Americans. So you go to a Black Lives Matter rally, you don't usually see a lot of African migrants there. Mm. Even though one of the founders of Black Lives Matter is of Nigerian descent, but you don't usually see migrants there. So we've excluded ourselves from issues that have affected natural-born citizens. And so when things like the migration bill come out, it might feel like we don't have a lot of support, because we've done what we used to do at home, which is to sit back and say, politics, politics.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in a democracy, you cannot afford to say that.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Dendere. We have another caller, Prince Dube, also South Africa. Kunjani, Dube.
Some of our listeners who send us some messages. We have Farai Van Moody, who is in South Africa, who says the South African government has the obligation to protect exploitation of labor force for its citizens. In fact, every government, Zimbabwe included, to curb unemployment. Other nations must develop their economies and create opportunities for their citizens. Then we have JCB Bond, who says, then production will be low in most industries. Check the production level to date and compare after approval of the policy. Accept facts. For instance, Zimbabweans in general are hard workers, and if you do your research well, companies in South Africa, having Zimbabwean managers perform well, companies want to make money, not friends. I think that's what Mr. Juru said earlier on, that, you know, if that policy comes, becomes law, most companies and firms will be affected. That is if Zimbabweans like relieved of their duties, but mostly in farms, we've heard that most of the farm workers, they don't have papers, they're undocumented, so I don't know how that quota will work out, but that's a survival.
Mr. Juru, nanto ke udaba kuthiwa khona nxa kungathi umthetho lo ungene ANC emaplazini lapha kuyasala ngasela zisebenza.
Yeah, angeke usebenze lo mthetho ngoba abantu abala maphepha emaplazini. Iningi labantu liyasebenza nje alila maphepha alilani, sike sazama ukuba register labantu abala nix abala lutho. So lo msebenzi bazama ukubonisa nje abantu izizalwane zala South Africa ukuthi hayi siyazama ukuthi siyenze ukuthi lisebenze. Njengoba siyakwazi ukuthi kube kunama demonstrations amazenge socialophobia, so i-government izame ukubonisa abantu ukuthi hayi likulumile, sizwile, sizozama ukuyenza konke esikukwanisayo ukuthi lithole imisebenzi. But imisebenzi yakhona izizalwane zase-South Africa azifuni umsebenzi wokuphemaheli, bafuna ama-peace job kuphela, ukuthi engasebenza namhlanje umnikeze imali yakhe ahambe aphenduke imali leyo ayisiphelile. So lento angeke isebenze.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Hayi, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumango wejonga.
Thina vamavhinga vadiwa mavhinga igweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Tongonzwawo muchidimbu mafungiro awo pamusoro pemitemo iri kurongwa nenyika mbiri idzi. Vamavhinga. Vamavhinga. Nare yavo inenge yanetsa zvakare. Regai timbonzwa kubva kuna vamokwetsi mashoko enyu amungasiira vana vezimbabwe nguva dziri kunzi navagande zadyiwa namangoi.
Aiwa, mashoko angu ekupedzisira ndeyekuti nyika yedu inyika yakanaka, inyika yatinofanira kusunungura, uyezve kune vari kushanda kunze kwenyika vachichengeta vari kumba, tinotaiwa tinotenda, nokuti kutaura chokwadi chaiko pangadai pasina chakanaka, dai pasina mhuri dzakabuda dzimwe dzacho dzichiita kuti tinge tichidya izvozvi. Sezvamunongozivawo kuti inyika yekuti hatina protection, hatina mabasa acho, kurarama kwacho kunonetsa. Tototarisira ivavo ana sisi, ana mukoma, nani vakabuda munyika. Saka tinongotenda uyezve tichingotarisira kuti 2018 tese tinge tine chinangwa chimwe chete chekuti tichinje mararamira achanga tichiita makore esai. To mashoko andinawo ekupedzisira.
Thank you so much, Jonga. We are coming to the end of the show. Maybe we'll ask Dr. Dendere to give us a brief closing statement.
Hello?
Yes, Dr. Dendere, your last word as we approach the end of the show.
Yes, so my last word would just be that, you know what, democracy is about engagement. So if people are very upset about the law, then they should call their representatives and make sure that their interests are known. But we also have to think about the role of migrants in developing their own countries, in particular how to make remittances worthwhile. And for Zimbabweans, one of the things that we should really be thinking about is how remittances are funding bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, diaspora must actively speak out against bond notes. Where do you think the government is getting the foreign currency to have the luxury to introduce bond notes? They have to be getting the foreign currency from somewhere, and that somewhere is the diaspora. So I think that's what I want people to really get away from this, that democracy requires engagement. And so engagement both in the U.S. and in South Africa, as well as in Zimbabwe.
Oh, thank you so much. Mr. Juru, just 30 seconds before we close the show.
I'd like to advise all Zimbabweans who are working in South Africa that we are still waiting for the response from the Minister of Home Affairs about the Zimbabwe special permit. Once the information is available, we'll make it available to them as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. That there was Dennis Juru, President of the International Cross Borders Association in South Africa. Earlier on, you also heard from Dr. Chipo Dendere, a political analyst. And of course, we have our in-house guest. He is not a doctor, but he is Mr. John Mokwetsi, a journalist. And all those who called us, thank you so much, Jonga.
Totimuene, Maramangwana Rakanaka, Jinuenu, Jonga Kandemiri, Totenanepue Pachurongwa.